Praise Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. As I began to trust God for this meeting, the Lord quickened something in my spirit yesterday. You can recover time. You can recover lost grounds. This morning we are just going to read the Bible verses. You can recover lost years. I prayed this prayer with my people yesterday night after this meeting. We prayed for 1 hour. I recover lost time. Because many of us, we have lost ground. As I was teaching yesterday, I spoke about sending the word into the future. Many of us have wasted a lot of time. But I want to say to you that recovering time is a possibility. That you can recover the lost time. You can recover the lost opportunities. And one of the ways to recover lost time is to pray. But for prayer to work, you must identify that I've lost time. I will show you three scenarios in the scripture. Holy Spirit. Show me 1 Kings 19, verse 15. We're going to read from verse 15 to 17. 1 Kings 19, 15 to 17. Everybody, let's read. And the Lord said unto him, Elijah, go, return on your way to wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint who? Azael as king over Syria. Who is the first person to be anointed? I can't hear you. In the agenda of God, who should be the first person to be anointed? Next verse. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. Who is the second person to be anointed? Thirdly, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel Meloah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. So, according to the order of God, who is number one? Azael. Who is number two? Who is number three? Next verse. Let's read. It shall be whosoever shall escape the sword of Azael, Jehu will kill. Whosoever shall escape the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. So, in the agenda of God, Azael start war. Anyone that escape from your war, Jehu is like relay race. Azael take first leg, pass on the baton to second leg. You know the 100 meters and 4x4. Azael, you are walking this territory, start work. Anyone that escape there, Jehu must catch. And in case anyone escape two of you, Elisha will start. We finish the work. Next verse. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not been bowed to bar, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So in case three of you mess up, there are 7,000 reservists. They don't have name. Hey, follow me. That's not where I'm going to, but let me just talk about them. That you are the one that is popular today doesn't mean you are the only one. No. They are reservists. Mess up. The problem is when people have platform, they think they are the final people. There are people that God is reserving to take your place if you mess up. He said, Jehu, you will be popular. Azael, you will be trending. Elisha, you will be on billboard, but there are 7,000 that nobody knows yet. Hey, the problem is that people in reserve are fighting to be seen. And they come out from reserve, they become exposed unduly, and they die. Because when major countries want to go to war, they call their reserve. When there is no war, they don't call them. Oh. Are you following me? Enjoy your normal life until there is a special war. I was talking to one of my guys in America. I said, hope they won't send you. He was just laughing because he's in reserve. Reserve are sent for special missions. You see, there are certain people in reserve anointing. They are not popular, but there are special sessions. God will put it in their heart. Go and talk to that lady. Handle this issue. Pray with her. Mighty miracles and deliverances will be happening. No camera. Oh, Jesus. There are many people in reserve that are operating in strange dimensions. There are even those on the altar are not operating in. Are you following me? Their problem is that those on reserve will not be looking for camera. If God is not highlighting on you yet, don't highlight on yourself. Oh, let God highlight. See, let God highlight on you. Let God. See, when God is highlighting on you, you will know. Praise God, though. It's not gra-gra. In this country, we know those who the spotlight of God are on. Are you following me? It will be clear. Let me explain to you. How many of you have watched a TV channel and you saw a person preaching, you remove it. So another one preaching, you remove it. And then you go to one, you stop. And you have not listened to the person before. Oh. You are not getting what I'm saying. You are scrolling a channel. And then you go to one man. Okay. Wow. Who is this man? So it's not being on TV. It is not about being on TV. You can be on TV and nobody will watch your channel. It's not about being online. You can be online and nobody will watch your channel. You will post, nobody will watch it. But there are people that are in their rooms and God is showing them to people in their dreams. Oh. They are where? In their rooms. They are not struggling. And people are seeing them in their dreams. I'm speaking to the reserve this morning because our generation, everybody is trying to be on stage. Be careful. There are 7,000. They don't have name, but they have grace. They don't have name, but they have the anointing. They don't have name, they are in preparation. You will see them when there's a major battle. There are certain things they dismantle that you don't know about. Oh my God. Some of us have certain prayer team members that see things that we don't even see sometimes. They address it and clear it, and the pastor is just enjoying grace. Liberals, Valiga, blah, blah, blah. The people are hailing the pastor, but certain people cleared it. And they won't say we are the ones that cleared it. Oh. Is this the same church I preached to yesterday? You don't like this one, right? You don't want to be a reserve. And reserve is choice of God. It's not your choice. You can't say I'm going to reserve. It is God that puts you there. It's God that transfers you there. It's God that keeps you there till you are matured enough for another phase. Or he might even leave you there. The 7,000, we don't even know whether they became a major prophet till they died. Are you following me? Yes, but who was giving testimony about them? Hey! Was he the prophet? Who was talking about them? It was God that said, I have 7,000 somewhere. And now, he made us know the easy to have some people. He told us the number of the people. I have 7,000 that I kept somewhere. They have not bowed to Baal. They are my people. They carry my unction. Nobody knows them, but I know them. He was the one. If they were not good people, he wouldn't testify of them. He was the one testifying of their integrity, testifying of what he placed on them, testifying of their unction, testifying of the grace and glory of God upon their life. He is God. He is the one. Not that the pastor is saying, there are 7,000 guys somewhere. It is God. So anywhere he places you, he knows you. Anywhere he places you, he knows you. Say, God knows me. Say, he knows me. Say, he sees me. Say it again. Say, he sees me. Say, he knows me. In the days of ministry, where everybody wants to be in Lagos. But you might be in Lagos and not be seen. You expect this kind of Southgate Believers Conference to be a Lagos conference. But God is doing it in Asaba. Lagos is where the things are happening. Abuja is where the things are happening. But God brought you here and kept you here. As a gatekeeper to the south. I tell you, in the next couple of years, this meeting will be like the World Bank in Lagos. That's the template I see in the spirit. This Southgate Believers meeting will be the major conference in the east, in the south. In the name of Jesus. Where believers are taught the word of God. Hear me. There is no great minister of God that is genuine that will be here. Hear me. Write my words down. The people that God is using in generation, they will come here. All of them. They will come here. They will come from outside the country. They will come here. They will come. The east and the south have been starved of this kind of ministry opportunities. But the Lord is opening the gate of the south through this south gate ministry. This is a gatekeeping conference. Standing at the gate and bringing the resources of God from America, from Asia, from Australia, from South America, from Africa, from Lagos, from Abuja, from the east, from the west, to this place. A time will come, this conference will last for over 2 weeks. Whereby every day, word in the morning, word at night. Word, the South have been used to prayer ministries. The South have been used to all manner of ministries. But the Lord is establishing the plot root of the gospel in the South via this Southgate Believers Conference. Where people will be taught the word of God and they will mature. They will come into maturity. God will raise more voices from the south. Men who are teaching priests, who will operate in signs and wonders. They will carry the teaching anointing, the strong teaching anointing. They will carry the supernatural anointing, and their voice will echo to the ends of the earth. From the south, from the east. It looks as if you are part of the 7,000 in reserve now. God is seeing you. He sees you. Men might not know your name, but God knows your name. When there is a need for a special unveiling, he goes to the reserve. Hear me, the eyes have not seen, or the ears have heard. It has not come to the heart of man. What God will do with the Southgate Believers Conference. Pastor Sam, God is raising you as a gatekeeper. Introducing the South to the ministry of the world. Don't get discouraged. When will the world work? If it is prophetic or something, it will move faster. The Lord is saying, stay here. Stay at the gate. Where people mature. It might look slow, but it is sure. A time is going to come. Sound believers will come from the south. Voices. Who we are. See, many ministries will come from under your loins. Teaching ministries. Now, not teaching ministries that will deny supernatural. Teaching ministries that operate in the supernatural. The realms of Jesus in Luke chapter 5, that as he was teaching, there was power available to heal. People will be hearing the word of God in the south, and people will be rising from the wheelchair. Days will come in the south where stadiums will be gathered for a teaching conference. And we won't play down the supernatural. Let we walk blind, we see, deaf we hear, all manner. But there will be raising, maturing of the saints. People whose appetite are steered towards the world. This conference, we enjoy the ministry of different gifts of God. Multifaceted gifts of God. In this place, we see collaboration over competition. Yeah, we will see it. It will be very strong. Write it down, you will see. You will see. The Lord is raising gates in the territories. He has placed the gate here. It's going to cost money. It's going to cost resources. But guess what? The Lord will provide. One of the things the Lord will do is that the Lord will raise billionaires and millionaires from this house that will fund the gospel. In the name of Jesus. And some of the people that will be the voices there from this meeting. In the next 10, 5, 10, 15 years, major voices in the South. Major teaching prophets, teaching priests, teaching apostles. People that will break and dissect God's word. That will operate with fire, signs and wonders, miracles, raw dimensions. They will come from this ministry. They will come from this house. They will come from the people here. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Please have your say. 7,000. Well, that's not why I came. Show me the next verse, please. Next verse. 19. According to the calendar of God, who is the first person? Who is the next person? Who is the third person? Now read. Oh, verse 13, let's read. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen before him. And he was with the 12. Then Elijah passed by and threw his mantle on him. The timetable says, go and look for Azael. Anoint him. When you are done with Azael, go and meet Jehu. Anoint him. Then, when you are done with Jehu, look for Elisha. Why? Anyone that misses Azael will not miss Jehu. If they miss Jehu, they won't miss Elisha. In case they mistakenly miss Elisha, there are 7,000 on ground who are willing to destroy them. It's a relay race, 4x4. But Elijah left that place. The first person he met was what? Elisha. He anointed Elisha and died. He anointed Elisha. These guys were supposed to be colleagues. God orchestrated that three guys will work together as partners. Azael, Jehu, Elisha. They should work together. This one first, this one second, this one third. So that in case one miss this one will finish. In case one miss this one will finish. But they saw Elisha, anointed him. Then the one who anointed Elisha went to him. The destiny of Jehu and Azael hanging. 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 For years. Hanging. Why are we praying this morning? Father, I recover all. That's how we came for this service. There are prophetic destinies hanging. Prophetic ordination hanging. Maybe the person that should ordain you didn't know. Or you forgot. Or you didn't attend on the day of the ordination. Because they won't tell you today is your day of ordination. The one you see in the service is not the ordination. It's a spiritual thing. Hey, We are recovering time today. I say 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 we are recovering time today. Hey, Jesus. He anointed Elisha and departed. Gizuzu Kalai. Show me 2 Kings chapter 8. Azael was there, destiny wasted. Let's start from verse 7. Because of time, that's how I want to pick you one by one. I mean, short. So, Elisha was the prophet. Ben-Hadad was the king of Syria. Elisha had a major assistant, Gehazi. Elijah was running ministry for years. Azael was somewhere, no destiny. Jehu was there, no future. Now, everybody, let's read. Everybody, why don't you go, let's read. Then Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, man of God is come hither. Next verse. And the king said to, who did the king say to? Who is supposed to be the king? The king said to Azael, take a present in thy hand and go and meet the man of God. Remember the arrangement. Who is number one? Hey, is he making sense to you now? Go and meet who you are supposed to be colleagues. You are supposed to be colleagues. Go and meet him. Carry a gift in your hand. Go and sow a seed. That's why when somebody has left you behind, respect yourself. Don't be doing gra-gra. Any grace you don't honor, you won't receive anything from. Don't say we were friends in primary school. Now that God has lifted him, honor him. The wisdom is you that they are honoring. Also honor back. Are you following me? Because the problem I see today in ministry, their friends are making their friends mentees. You don't like what I just said. That God lifted, it doesn't mean you won't have friends again. Not all your friends will be your sons in the Lord. There are pastors today who don't have friends anymore. If you cannot submit, then you can't be friends. But we are supposed to be friends. There are people who are not pastors who should be your friend. They are church members, but they are still friends. They can call you your first name. Not everybody will call you Papa. Daddy G will give us some of his friends. They are not even pastors in the church. People that can call him EA. They won't say it publicly, but they will say it in the house. E-A-E-A. You say, hey, hey. He said, but this is my friend. So let me say to the people God is lifting, don't sunlight all your friends. Say, don't you honor grace? Don't you respect grace? Don't you say, I'm a man of God now? Friends, honor your friend that God has lifted. Are you following me? When God lifts your friend, and you see, now, there are friends that you will be. It's funny that we are friends. Everyone that me and God will say, you should submit to me as a son. You will come and say, I know you are my friend, but you are my father. I know you are my friend, but you are my mentor. It's even possible for the elder brother to be a spiritual son to the younger brother. That's revelation. It will come from the person. God will speak to the person. Submit to your younger brother. Submit to your friend. Whenever my best friend, whenever I come to our house, he kneels down for me to pray for him. He say, I'm going, pray for me. I say, ah, no. But that doesn't mean he's not my spiritual son. Oh. Are you following me? He comes, he honors me, he kneels down. Hey, Peter, pray for me. I will pray for him. He will stand up. But that doesn't mean he is now my spiritual son. He's still my friend, but he's honoring the grace of God upon my life. So also, when I'm doing things and say, let's pray for pastor, I also will go down on my knees and then he will be the one to lead the prayer. I will say, since I'm the man of God, pray. Or it doesn't flow like this. It flows like this. Are you following me? Or it doesn't flow like this. How does it flow? So this is wisdom. As God is lifting you and people are honoring you, you too be honoring them back. But that's not why I came. Are you making sense? Are you making understanding of this thing to this morning? And the king said to Azariah, take a priest in your hand. Go and meet the man of God and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? Next verse. Want to go? Let's shout it now. So Azariah went to meet him, took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camel bodies, and come and stood before him and said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, has sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover of this disease? Next verse. Once you go, let's read. And Elisha said to him, go unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. Howbeit, the Lord has shown me that he shall surely die. Next verse. And he settled his countenance steadily until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. Next verse. Once you go, let's read now. As I said, why weepest my Lord? And he answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire. Their young men wilt thou slay with a sword. And wilt dash their children and rip up their woman to child. Next verse. And Azariah said, but why is thy servant a dog that he shall do this great thing? And Elisha answered and said, the Lord has told me that thou shalt be king over Syria. So he departed from Elisha, came to his master, who said to him, what saith Elisha to thee? And he answered, he told me that thou shalt surely recover. And it came to pass on the morrow. Do you know why he killed his master? The prophecy was angry. So when the prophecy landed, it was... imagine this is coke. And you shake it. So the prophecy was shaking over the years, waiting for manifest. You know, he was supposed to be anointed before Elijah. Who anointed him now? Elijah, that was supposed to be the last in the rank. Now came to, and so he had to backdate the anointing. You know, when you open a cork that you have been shaking for a while, what will happen? So as soon as they heard that thing, something entered the room. Show me that scripture. What did he do? He took a thick cloth, dipped it in water, spread it on his face so that he died. Then as I reigned in his death. You call him wicked, but it's prophecy. He was supposed. Why was the coronation delayed? How come Elijah missed him? That he took Elijah, who was succeeded by Elijah, after many years of running ministry, to now. God, now steer him. There is somebody that was supposed to be anointed before you. Go and look for him. Yes, was wasted. But in one day, he didn't have to wait for the king to die. He died the king. He didn't wait for the king to die. As the prophecy entered him, something entered him. And soft death. Toe were inside water. I said, Baba, let me wipe your face. As he was wiping the face of the king, he was wiping his life. But why did it take that long? Remember the order. Anyone that misses Isaiah should not miss Jehu. If they miss Jehu, they should not miss Elisha. Now Elisha is the one anointing Isaiah. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, I recover time. I can't hear you. Say, Father, I recover time. Baba, say, Father, I recover time. 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 Ebanduzu igeleta imborozozo gekelekedua zizili kirukutu segede ete seliga. Jesus, I recover time. Ah, shababa baba. Alikoso toto. Ega silingi lugua. Eke tosa la baba. I recover time. I recover time. I recover time, oh God. I recover time. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now, we have started as I hear. It's remaining who? Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 9. A word came in 1 Kings 19. All their destiny enter 2 Kings. Second Kings 9, verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. Let's do a recap. Who was supposed to ordain Azael? Elijah. Who was supposed to anoint Jehu? The one for Azael was done by Elijah. The ordination for Azael was done by Elijah. Who was supposed to be anointed before Elijah? So let's check the recovery for Jehu. The first became last. The last became first. Let's check the anointing of Jehu. Let's see. Why don't you go? Let's read. And Elijah the prophet. Wait, who did he call? He didn't go. He called one of the sons of the prophet. He called one of the sons of the prophet and said to him, gather up your loins, take the box of oil in thy hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. Carry a box of oil, plenty oil, because this one has been delayed. So the ordination has to be by, you are not following me. Carry a box of oil. This one, the oil is supposed to have come before, but then there is delay. Let's recover time for him. Let's overpour it. And when thou comest thither, look out there for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise from among his brethren and carry him into dinner chamber. Don't anoint him in the public. Because it's a delayed anointing. See next verse. Once you go, let's see. Then take the box of oil, pour it on his head, and say, thus hear the Lord, I have anointed the king over Israel. Then open the door. Why? This oil have been waiting for years. It will start. Remember the person I anointed, he quickly went to die it. That one quickly went to kill the king. Why? You have been carrying the destiny for years, but they didn't give it to you. Now, say, when you anoint this one, Elisha didn't go by himself because he knows he's already getting old. So that, remember, anyone that misses Jehu, Elisha should kill. So, Jehu, you're supposed to kill before me. If I'm the one that came to anoint you, you will start with me. So, Elijah did not come. Elijah sent his son and said, when you finish, Jehu would have started by killing Elijah. Why did you delay my destiny? Why? It was Elijah that was supposed to anoint Jehu. Before he anoints Elijah. Now, Elijah is the one coming to anoint Jehu. And he's even not coming by himself. He's sending his son to go and do the work. And he told his son, when you anoint him, still, then don't do it in public so that I won't kill everybody immediately. Carry him to the inner chamber, do it there, pour the oil on him, open the door. As you have entered the room, ensure you just leave the door open. Don't jam the door, leave it open small. So that I say, close your eyes, just receive it. I think before he knows. And when Next verse. Verse 4. So the young man, even the young man of the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. Next verse. And when he came, behold, the captain of the host was sitting, and he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, unto which of all of us? And he said, to thee, O captain. Next verse. And he arose and went into the house and poured oil on his head and said unto him, thus hear the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed the king over the people of Israel, of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Next verse. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish. I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that stood up and left in Israel. Next verse. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. Next verse. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel. And there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door. No congratulations, no taking selfie. No selfie. He ran. Let's go. Let's check the activation of the oil. Then Jehu came forth to the servants of his Lord, and one said to him, is all well? Therefore came this man fellow to thee, and he said to them, ye know the man and his communication. Next verse. And they said, it is false. Tell us now. And he said, thus and thus speak to me, saying, thus said the Lord, I have anointed the king over Israel. Next verse. And then they hasted, took every man his garment, put it under him on the top of the stairs, and blew the trumpet, saying, Jehu is king. Next verse. So Jehu, the son of Josaphat, son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now, Joram had kept Ramoth Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael, king of Syria. Next verse. But the king Joram was returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, if it be your mind, then let none go forth nor escape out of the city to tell it in Jezreel. Next verse. So Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there, and Hazael, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. Next verse. And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came, and said, I see a company. And Joram said, take an horseman and send to meet them, and let him say, is it peace? Next verse. So there went one on horseback to meet him, and said, thus said the king, is it peace? And Jehu said, what hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee from behind me. And the watchman told, saying, the messenger came to them, but he cometh not again. Hey, can you see the bubbling oil? Next verse. Then he sent out a second on horseback
which came to them and said, "Thus said the king, is it peace?" And Jehu answered, "What hast thou to do with peace? Turn behind me." And they followed him. Next verse. And the watchman told, saying, "He came evil unto them, and cometh not again. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he driveth furiously." Why? Delayed oil. Next verse. And Joram said, "Make ready." And his chariot was made ready. And Joram, the king of Israel, and Amaziah, king of Judah, went out, each on his chariot. And they went out against Jehu to meet him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. Next verse. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" He answered, "What peace? So long as the wardom of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcraft has opened." Next verse. And Joram turned his hand and fled, and said to Amaziah, "There is treachery, O Azariah, Azariah." Next verse. And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength and smote Joram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. Next verse. And then Jehu said to Bidkar, his captain, "Take up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite, for remember how that when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid his body upon me." Next verse. "Surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, and the Lord said, I will requite thee in his blood, saith the Lord. Now therefore, take and cast him into the plot of ground according to the word of the Lord." Next verse. "But when Azariah, the king of Judah, saw this, he fled by the way of the guarding house. And Jehu followed after him and said, smite him also in the chariot. And they did so at the going up to Gur, which is by Ibleam. And they fled to Megiddo and died there." See, I don't want to continue reading. From here, he went to go and meet Jezebel. Jezebel now did make up. Jezebel now did make up and came out from the window. "Oh, Jehu." Yes, let's see where to go. "And when Jehu was come to Jezebel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face, make up." That's why they came for. I'm not saying makeup is bad, though. But I'm saying that makeup can be deceptive. Are you following me? I'm not saying makeup is bad. Any lady you want to marry, see her. Sometimes, when people remove the makeup, you'll be shocked. I have seen people and the best way to know your baby, carry her to VG, like 12 hours. After prayer, then look at her face. If you still like what you saw, continue. So that they won't deceive you. What you order for versus what you got. And Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out at the window. Next verse. And Jehu entered in at the gate, and she said, "Had Zimri peace, who slew his master?" Next verse. And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. Next verse. And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. Let me stop there. Can you see what happened in one day because Anointing had been delayed? Hear me. Pastor, what are you trying to preach? If you can contend for a restoration, you will achieve what you couldn't achieve in 5 years in 1 year. My sermon today is, notice the guys that the anointing was delayed, the day they got it, they didn't wait for another 1 year to boot. Immediately the oil came, action started. Why? The action had been delayed. So when the oil came, there was an activation to do more than in that day. He killed the king of Judah, killed the king of Israel, killed Jezebel in one day. Jezebel that Elijah ran away from. Jezebel that Elijah ran away from, all he did was throw her down. Elijah that had the anointing ran. Hey, are you following me? Elijah who called down fire ran. Jehu who collected a delayed anointing said throw her down. Jehu that carried a delayed unction said throw her down, and that was all. How come nobody has been able to throw Jezebel down since? If you can recover lost time, hear me. What is my sermon? When you are doing things normally, you can slow down. But when you enter recovery, there is speed of light, there is speed of recovery. Speed of recovery make you do 10 years in one day. Speed of recovery makes you do 10 years in one day. You have wasted years and suddenly God restores you. In 1 year, you have written 25 books. What? You are like, what have I been doing all these years? Are you following me? You were stalling, you were joking. And when restoration comes, in 1 year, you have done 20 crusades. And you are like, where have I been all my life? No, you are operating now at the speed of recovery. Lost time can be recovered. Why am I here? Lord, recover my years. Pastor, maybe there are things you should have been able to do in past 10 years, but you are not doing. When this recovery unction comes, in 1 year, you are like, where have you been? By normal calendar, you are supposed to have done certain things, but your unction was delayed. Maybe the one who should anoint you missed you, or you missed the person. Then God brings you back into one meeting called the restoration meeting. And the purpose of the restoration meeting is to restore the years that you have wasted. And you came under that unction, and God Calibro Toto rearrange the system and return 5 years in 2 minutes. Don't be surprised after certain meetings, your energy level increases. Your adrenaline for spiritual thing becomes heightened. And you are wondering, why am I this crazy? Why can't I rest? You are operating under recovery unction. Anytime you see restlessness, anytime you see that your energy is not sleeping, anytime you notice that I am not feeling normal, anytime you notice that this thing is pushing me too much, you are operating under a recovery anointing. Don't waste that unction. That unction can make you do 10 years in 1 year. That unction can make you do 10 years in 1 year. That unction can make you do 10 years in 1 year. You don't know why you are this energetic. You don't know why you can't sleep every night. You don't know why fasting has become normal. Anytime you enter this realm, you are operating under the recovery anointing. Take advantage of that anointing and begin to do what you cannot do. Can you cry this morning? Recover my years, oh God. I recover years. I recover years. I recover time. Pastor, but is this the way you will pray? I recover years. I recover time. Zagetola. Oh God, 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 God. I recover years. Zagetola. I recover years. Hey! listening to me? There are things you are celebrating that you should have celebrated. There are milestones you are rejoicing over that should have happened 10 years ago in the calculation of God. We are not supposed to operate under a slow timetable. He said that we do a quick walk. We are content the Lord I recover wasted years. There is recovery by the Spirit. A timer, a door. Have I wasted years? Have I wasted opportunities? And you are like wondering, what have I been doing with my life? At this frequency, you operate by the speed of recovery. I agree, it was delayed. Now, it can happen today. Let me give you a physical example. There are people that got surprised. The lady married late. No man. Nothing was happening. And one day, God finally remembered her at her old age. And her first delivery, triplet. What should take another 10 years to give birth to? Because imagine you are getting married at 45, 50 as a lady. For the first time in your life. When will you have your first child? You have first one. You know you have entered menopause already. You enter first, you have first one, maybe at 51. Second one, maybe at 55. Third one, at 60. A 55-year-old woman will not give birth again. She will just say, after this one, I'm okay. But when God wanted to compensate her, in 1 year, the first year of marriage, God gave her triplets to recover time. What you should have done, abaletoa, it's possible that your time can be recovered. Wasted years can be recovered. What you are supposed to do in the past 10 years that you missed, when recovery comes in 1 day, in 1 year, you can achieve it. I sense recovery in this house. I sense it. There are lands, there are opportunities that you have missed. I see God say, okay, take it back again. Reallocation. God can bring back opportunities. God can bring back opportunities. Reallocation. You missed it when it was being shared. But now God is saying, because you missed it, all the things you have missed, take it. We are not supposed to lose them forever. There can be a restoration. Imagine Azael was not anointed forever. Imagine Jehu was not anointed forever. But guess what? God is a God of recovery. He reorchestrated their ordination. He reorchestrated the anointing. Will you cry to God? I recover wasted time. I recover wasted years. I recover lost opportunity. I recover lost ground. My God. I recover wasted time. I recover lost opportunities. I recover lost opportunities. I recover wasted time. I recover lost opportunities. I recover hope. I recover hope. I recover hope. I recover lost opportunities. I recover lost opportunities. I recover lost ground. I gain ground. In Jesus' name we are praying. My second and the last prayer point. I cover more ground. I cover new territories. I gain speed. I cover more ground. I cover I can you pray? I gave thee. I cover more grounds. I cover more grounds. I gave thee. I cover more grounds. I gave thee. I gave thee. I cover more grounds. I cover more grounds. I gave thee. Into the river. Steering is a sign of a recovery anointing. Don't joke with your steering. As soon as the oil landed on Azahel, because it was delayed, he picked up and put in that water. The one taking his place removed him. As soon as the oil landed upon Jehu, immediately, there was no delay. Jezebel that Elijah ran away from, Jehu said, Jehu didn't kill her by himself. He said, throw her down. The people that threw her down were the people working with her. The people that threw her down were the people working with her. The Enoch working with her, throw her down. Yes, sir. It's time to go and cover more ground. You have wasted time too much. You have wasted time. God has given you another opportunity to start with a new energy, a stronger energy. Return from this conference. Take over new ground. Recover lost ground and cover more ground. Lift up your hands. I speak as God's prophet. Every lost year, every lost opportunity, every lost time, every lost time, I speak as God's prophet for all of us. Today we recover lost years. We recover lost time. We recover lost opportunities. We cover more ground. We cover more ground.